Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. Today we're diving into something super important. Breaking up with those negative thoughts and emotions that can feel like toxic exes clinging on to your happiness. Ever get stuck in a loop of self-doubt or worry? You know that feeling when your mind is racing with worst-case scenarios, leaving you exhausted and drained? We've all been there. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. We can choose to declutter our minds, just like we declutter our physical spaces. This isn't about being positive all the time, because, let's be real, life has its ups and downs. This is about becoming aware of those negative thoughts and emotions, understanding their triggers, and learning how to manage them in a healthy way so they don't control our lives. Think of it like this. You wouldn't keep someone in your life who constantly brings you down, right? So why hold on to those negative thought patterns that do the same thing to your mental well-being? All right, let's get into some actionable takeaways to help you break up with those negativity ninjas. First off, awareness is key. You can't change something you don't recognize. Start paying attention to those thoughts and emotions that pop up. When do they happen? What triggers them? Once you know your patterns, you can start to challenge those negative voices. Remember, just because a thought pops into your head doesn't mean it's true. Think of it like your inner critic is just a noisy neighbor. Their opinions don't define your reality. You have the power to choose which voices you listen to. Second, reframe your perspective. Ever notice how the same situation can be viewed in different ways? Try shifting your lens. Instead of focusing on what went wrong, ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? How can I use this as an opportunity for growth? Third, practice gratitude. It might seem simple, but taking a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life can make a huge difference. Keep a gratitude journal. Write down 3 things you're grateful for every day, or simply take time to savor those little moments of joy. Remember, gratitude shifts your focus from what's lacking to what you already have, and trust me, that's a powerful mindset shift. Fourth, engage in self-care. This is non-negotiable. Make sure you're getting enough sleep, eating nourishing foods, moving your body, and doing things that bring you joy. When you take care of yourself physically and mentally, you're better equipped to handle those negative thoughts and emotions when they arise. Think of it like this. A well-maintained car runs smoother and handles bumps in the road better than a neglected one. And finally, don't be afraid to seek support. We all need help sometimes, and there's absolutely no shame in reaching out. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, join a support group, or consider seeking professional guidance from a therapist or counselor. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Let me share a quick example. I remember feeling super overwhelmed a few months back, deadlines looming, personal stuff going on, the whole shebang. My mind was racing with worst-case scenarios, and I felt like I was drowning in negativity. But then I realized I needed to step back, breathe, and take control of my thoughts. So I did some journaling, practiced mindfulness meditation, and spent time doing things that brought me joy, like hiking in nature and listening to music. Within a few days, the fog lifted, and I felt a huge sense of clarity and calm. It's amazing how much power we have over our own minds when we make conscious choices. So, remember, you are not defined by your negative thoughts. You have the power to choose your response, reframe your perspective, and cultivate a more positive mindset. break up with those negativity ninjas once and for all. Ready to take action? Start by identifying one negative thought pattern that's been holding you back and challenge it today. What can you say or do differently? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community where we uplift each other. And don't forget, new episodes of The Dopamine Declutter drop every day, so make sure you subscribe so you don't miss out on any more tips and tricks to live a happier, more fulfilling life. Until next time, keep decluttering your minds and radiating positive vibes.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.